Hi, it's Katrina from Wholesome Ireland. It's Monday, the 19th of November, 2012. Last week, I splurged as part of my grocery budget and I took aside the princely sum of €6.99 and I popped upstairs in my local Tesco hyperstore because it's ginormous, it's absolutely huge, my local Tesco, and purchased a sandwich toaster. It's something that my mum and dad had when we were growing up, and it's actually something that we had had here for a long time, but space is at a premium in our kitchen. I have a very small galley style kitchen. It just basically occupies one side of my very small kitchen, which also includes a table, four chairs and a condenser dryer. So I, you know, space is seriously tight. So for me to go out and buy another appliance to pop on the counter, that's a big deal. So after I'd spent $6.99, and to you that might not sound like a huge amount of money, but when you put it in the context of my grocery budget, which covers absolutely everything from bin charges to nappies to cleaning products and food for the week, which is €90, $6.99 is quite a large figure to take out of the grocery budget to spend on an extra appliance. But why did I do it? Well, the gourmet toasted sandwich is exactly why. There is absolutely nothing as nice as taking two slices of sliced pan, slathering them in real Irish butter, putting the first slice down, face down, on the bottom plate of the sandwich toaster, and then covering it in grated cheese, popping the second slice of bread face up, and then closing over the sandwich toaster and waiting for the light to come on to tell you that your toasted cheese sandwich is ready. It is painless. It's much simpler than using a grill or a toaster itself. And it's something that the kids can get involved in, so long as you're very careful around the hot plates of the sandwich toaster. And because the four-year-old can be quite picky about what he eats, having a sandwich toaster means that he can make up his own toasted sandwich, and it can be very hot when you know, it's hot food when we come back from our walk. So it nearly, you know, with a decent bowl of soup and a toasted sandwich on the way back from the walk from the Montessori every day, he'd nearly be, you know, that could nearly be judged as being his main meal for the day. But the sandwich toaster itself brings a whole realm of possibilities. It's not just about the toasted, stringy, melty cheese inside. Those two slices of buttered bread become a vehicle for the most amazing sandwich combinations. Think of the nicest sandwich combination and then double it. Well, what do I put inside of that sandwich toaster? What about a fresh egg? So one slice of buttered bread face down on the plate of the sandwich toaster, and then crack on top of that a fresh egg at room temperature. Very quickly, second slice of bread on top, close it down, and then after less than 3 minutes, you have the perfect runny egg, runny yolk toasted sandwich. Or perhaps after Christmas or even Thanksgiving, if you're listening to this and you're in the US or if you're an expat, what about turkey stuffing and a little bit of mayonnaise or some cranberry sauce? If you have some leftover bolognese sauce, what about a toasted sandwich with bolognese sauce in the inside? What about tuna mayonnaise toasted sandwich? It really becomes one of the best tools in the kitchen. And if you think it's just confined to sandwiches, you're probably wrong, because what else can I do with this sandwich toaster? Well, somebody else pointed out to me recently, why not cook waffle or pancake mixture on it, so long as you pre-oil or pre-grease the plates? It's the perfect way to make pancakes or waffles in the morning, in the afternoon, or whatever time you like. So for that investment of €6.99 last week, I've now got a fantastic tool in the kitchen. And seriously, are you thinking about a toasted cheese sandwich right now? Go on, you know you want to.